Good morning, this is Vivina and Tony with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, 17 people have been involved in a triple vehicle crash involving two cars and a minibus in Tamborine on Tuesday morning. According to Queensland Ambulance, the minibus was traveling along Mundoolin Connection Road when it collided with two other cars. Two people were taken to Gold Coast University Hospital for treatment. No entrapment or serious injuries were reported.
New Qantas CEO Vanessa Hudson has stated the airline is facing a challenging time following the sudden resignation of Alan Joyce. The airline announced yesterday that Joyce will resign months earlier than expected after waves of public and regulatory pressure.
In national news, a group of Australian psychology organisations are advocating for Indigenous Australian mental health ahead of the Voice to Parliament referendum. The group is encouraging more civil and inclusive conversations surrounding the Voice to Parliament to reduce social and emotional harm. Gomery, psychologist and director of First Nations Partnership, Clinton Schultz, says the closer Australia gets to the referendum, the more Indigenous Australians are experiencing hate, both online and firsthand.
The New South Wales Department of Primary Industries has confirmed three new detections of varroa mites in New South Wales, with the number of infected sites now reaching 250. The deadly parasite has been found in a vineyard 50 kilometres west of Sydney, resulting in the eradication zone extended further into the Sydney Basin. DPI Deputy Incident Controller Shannon Mulholland says the goal remains to eradicate the mite and the compliance of beekeepers is appreciated.
In international news, ex-Proud Boys leader Enrique Terrio has been sentenced to 22 years imprisonment for his involvement in the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. While Terrio was not at the Capitol riots himself, he led the neo-fascist group known for street fights against left-wing activists at the time. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly says evidence suggested Terrio was the ultimate leader, having an outsized impact on the events of the day.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.